Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
So glad to have you with us here on Fox Sports Radio and what is an absolutely, no doubt about it, electric day as we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Rich, are you decked out in your red, white, and blue as we are at the half of this World Cup match between the U.S. in Iran?
Yes, I am wearing a full kit. I'm in boots. I've got the I actually brought in some of the leftover turf from when we did the back lawn and made a mini pitch. I am so down, Dan. I mean football, who's even heard of that? I spell football with a U and a little tilde, okay? You understand? I mean, oh. USA all the way. And Pulisic, I mean, he really sacrificed for us today. I mean, he took one right where you don't want one, scoring that goal for the United States men's team. So here we go.
I have labeled that goal, okay? I'm calling it the Nutcracker. That's what I am calling it. It's in the holiday season, and because that's what it looked like. And, hey, you sometimes got to sacrifice for the good of the team, and that's what Christian Pulisic ended up doing. No doubt. We are going to keep you. Here's the deal. matches on Fox right now. We obviously want you to stay on Fox Sports Radio and listen to us. You're not going to miss anything, but if you could do both, even better. What's going to happen is throughout the day, Monty Bolaños is going to keep you updated on what is happening, so you're covered there. But we have also added a new feature to the Doug Gottlieb Show today.
That's right.
With Rich Ohrenberger and myself, Dan Beyer, that if the United States scores a goal when we are on the air, it's not a breaking news sounder, Rich. It's even better. This is what you're going to hear if the U.S. scores another goal in the second half. That is what you will hear. It won't
be
Hulk
gosh.
Hogan.
It's the Hulkster.
Oh, my goodness.
He came in on the motorcycle, Dan.
Your Jim Ross is on point. This is what
so
you're going to get if at any point the U.S. scores in their match against Iran. They have already scored once. We just weren't on the air yet. Hopefully we won't be in a break if it happens. Also, at the end of the match, which very well could come a little less than an hour from now, could happen in what we like to call in our radio jargon in the last segment of this hour. That's what we expect. But in the next 45 minutes or so, when the second half finally gets underway, that's when we will have the final. That's when you could hear that song if the U.S. finds themselves advancing at the World Cup. But yeah. So far, so good. A very spirited first half for the U.S. up on Iran 1-0. We'll keep you updated. I had never seen, Rich, so many people invested in two bad football teams last night than what we got between the Steelers and Colts. And it had nothing to do with the Steelers and them being such a popular team with fans. It had nothing to do with the Colts, specifically their team, because they're out of it for all intents and purposes. Same thing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. It had everything to do with Jeff Saturday. And it had everything to do with the end of the game. And, you know, this is what happens in standalone games. But I know people are being critical of Jeff Saturday and were at the minute that it happened and how the Colts handled their time management. I just don't think that was the problem at all. I feel like this is the definition of piling on when someone doesn't even have a reason to be at fault. I feel like the people that didn't like Jeff Saturday or didn't like the Jeff Saturday hire now can point to how the Colts handled their clock last night against the Pittsburgh Steelers and hold that against the head coach. I think it's completely unfair to Jeff Saturday to pin everything on him for what happened last night in Indy.
Oh no, I don't disagree with that. I've never agreed with the thought process that even when a game is mismanaged and a coach does find a way to lose a football game for a team, there are plenty of other plays throughout that game where if they were executed better, if the team on the field instead of the coach on the sideline executed the game plan better or made some more blocks or made some more catches or made some more tackles, you know, then you wouldn't have such a close game in the end anyways. But can a coach lose you a game because of poor timeout usage, poor clock management? Yeah, sure. Yeah, that can happen. Is last night a stunning example of incompetence? No, I wouldn't say it's a stunning example. But did it feel like he should have called the timeout? Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of people felt the same way I did after that second down carry by Matt Ryan. Like, all right, and here comes the timeout. All right, where's the timeout? Okay, they got three of them, right? Yeah, they got three. Why aren't they calling a timeout? Am I missing something? Okay, now timeout? When are they going to call a timeout? Okay, there's almost 30 seconds left. Like, when are they going to call? You know, so it was one of those things where if everybody in the world is sitting on their couch, kind of, you know, hitting the tips of their fingers to the palm of their hand going, all right, call the timeout, you know, why didn't Jeff Saturday do it? Well, his explanation was, hey, you know, we felt good about the play. We had ready to fire. And he even said, would I have liked to have Matt run it sooner? He said, yeah, probably. And so there was a little bit of, hey, he was aware that time was coming off the clock And even though he didn't feel pressed for a time, there was an awareness that time wasn't necessarily on their side. So, yeah, I agree with you. But at the same token, I understand how a lot of people reacted the way they did. And I also understand how a lot of people were waiting to react the way they did. They were excited to come after Jeff Saturday.
And they were looking at any point to sit there and where is the point where we can show everybody on what a bad hire this is. Like if he was at fault, which again, I absolve him of much of what happened last night. If he was at fault, this is what people were waiting for. Jeff Saturday said today, I wish I had that third down back. I wish I had called a timeout. That's what he said today. Now, he did speak last night and said something else. I think that comment today, Rich, is a response to everything that's been talked about. Because I don't know if you need it. The Colts didn't lose last night because they ran out of time. They didn't lose because the clock was zero and they had two timeouts and never used them. They still had, on the fourth down play to Paris Campbell, if he catches the football, they have, at that point, two timeouts left. If he gets out of bounds, 22 to 24 seconds. That is more than enough time to run four plays to try to score a touchdown, and you have your timeout. And so, it wasn't ideal, but I just feel that there was this piling on of this was the opportunity. When, listen, you have a guy who played 15 years in the league as your quarterback, to your point about what Saturday said, is taking forever to call the third down play.
Mm.
And then the other part about that is that third down play comes from maybe an fair or unfair, why are you calling a run play in that situation? It seemed everybody was gassed. Seemed even Jonathan Taylor was gassed. Nobody seemed to be really fooled by the play. And so now you have a running play on third and three, which made it that much awful, that made it that much worse. And now you're sitting there having to call a timeout in a fourth and three situation.
I would have liked to see that third down play ran like right now. Like, you know, I mean, if you're going to have a play like that with Ryan getting near the first down yardage needed, and he comes up short. Okay, well, let's get to the line of scrimmage and try to catch this defense off guard then and try to stick that run up in there, get the first down, call the timeout, and then, all right, let's all catch our breath, bring everyone to the sideline, evaluate the situation, understand we have two timeouts left, and whatever is on the clock. I don't know. At that point, it might be 38 seconds. Who knows? But, like, it just gives you more of an opportunity. Like, Jeff, I mean, Jeff Saturday today, he's already walking back a lot of this. This from Zach Kiefer. He said, I wish I had that third down back. I wish I had called the timeout. So some of these quotes are starting to trickle out.
It's the pressure.
On Twitter. And, yeah, he might be responding to the pressure and the criticism that he's receiving today. And, you know, what's interesting, we played this sound earlier on my radio show in San Diego, Dan. Not three weeks ago. It was week three of the NFL season. There was a poorly managed clock when Philadelphia – it was during one of the Eagles games. I forget their opponent. It might have been the Cowboys. But he was coming after a coach for screwing up the clock. And his quotes were – exactly this. This is nearly verbatim. He was saying things to the effect of, look, your whole job is walking up and down the sideline and looking at the clock. Like, that's your job. Your whole job is just to concentrate on the clock and make the right decision in those situations. And then for this to happen in his third ever game as a head coach, it just speaks to me of, like, you don't know what you don't know. And that's part of the reason why usually head coaches have tons of coaching experience before they get head coaching jobs in the NFL. Because every situation's unique. And the more of those situations you see or you're a part of or you're in game for as an assistant or otherwise, you know, the more exposure you have to having to make those decisions in the timely fashion that they need to be made during an NFL game, you know, the easier it becomes, you would hope, you know, the more experienced coaches.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah. It just wasn't the case last night.
I just, if the Colts get the first down on 4th and 3, which is, again, nothing to do with time. And on the 1st and 10 from the 11-yard line, Matt Ryan hits Michael Pittman Jr. in the end zone. We aren't talking about it. And what we're also saying is, listen, I know Kenny Pickett's on the other sideline. It's not Tom Brady. It's not Aaron Rodgers. It's not Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen. It's Kenny Pickett. But still, Kenny Pickett or, you know, Kenny Powers. I would rather whoever has the football, you know, have 11 seconds left to try to make something happen as opposed to 54. And I'm not saying that Jeff Saturday was a mad scientist. What I'm saying is that's how it could have played out in that scenario where now you're like, well, the Colts just tied the ball game or maybe even took the lead. And there's just 11 seconds on the clock for the Steelers to try to do anything. Like, they handled that. They were cool. They were calm. They were collected in the moment where a lot of people rushed. They knew they had timeouts. They had the veteran quarterback, Matt Ryan. That scenario very well could have played out last night.
Yeah.
It didn't, because they didn't convert on 4th and 3, which, again, has nothing to do with the time and the timeout. And that's just the point that I keep, you know, coming back to, is it just seemed everybody ran to the gates so they could finally criticize Jeff Saturday. And your point, yeah, maybe he is talking out of both sides of his mouth, but he's not the first coach to end up, you know, making a time blunder, if you actually even thought it was a time blunder.
Right.
So there's almost like two stages to the story. It's, was it an actual blunder in keeping the time? And B, does Jeff Saturday deserve this criticism when this happens a lot more often in the NFL than maybe we realize?
Yeah. Well, listen, you're making a lot of points that resonate with me, because, look, while I don't necessarily think it's going to work out well for the coach or for the Colts, because I just don't see how somebody with as limited experience is going to have great success. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, and maybe he proves certain people right, that going out on a limb and doing the, you know, unconventional thing and using a different approach than the normal hiring practices can benefit you. But my guess is it's not going to work, and that's fine. And I don't really have a problem with it. I don't really have a dog in this fight. I'm not Bill Cowher, where I think this is a travesty to the coaching profession. I think the most you could say about it is Jim Irsay kind of slyly found a loophole in the Rooney Rule and kind of backdoored his way into getting his guy the job in a way that, you know, really sort of sidestepped the Rooney Rule. But okay, all right, he's there now, and so let's see what happens. My guess, again, it doesn't work out all that well for the Colts, that you know, Jeff Saturday is most likely unprepared for the job. Do I think this was an egregious clock management error last night? I'm more side with you. I don't see it as, like, wildly egregious. But I will say this. Like a chorus of other people, I was kind of confused why they weren't taking the timeout and taking a closer look at, you know, third down and maybe letting everybody catch their breath for a second and come up with the best possible play in third and very manageable 3, especially when you had all 3 timeouts in that situation. But if it worked, then to your point, Dan, everybody would be like, wow, Jeff Saturday really managed a gem at the end of that very close game where they needed to come back and win it. And so I'm not going to come down all that hard on Jeff Saturday for that one, but I will say this. Overall, I think the picture is going to become clearer and clearer that he's going to be in over his head on certain situations.
I'll tell you the other aspect of this, fair or unfair, and it goes down to that third down call. Again, nothing to do with time. If it is on Matt Ryan, if that's the play call, remember the second biggest storyline out of Indianapolis after Jeff Saturday took the job was who was going to call plays.
Yep.
And, you know, and Parks Frazier ends up being the one that takes over after it was offered to someone else. So maybe that's where the wart showed up last night. Inexperienced play caller on 4th and 3 or 3rd and 3, or not figuring out how do we just get Michael Pittman Jr. the football on 4th and 3. Because they did earlier on the drive. You know, they had to convert a fourth down. They went to Michael Pittman Jr., caught it, moved the chains, and kept things going. This one, Ryan was dealt with pressure. There's another thing, you know, on why maybe the fourth down didn't work. They've had issues on their offensive line. Steelers come in, add some pressure. Ryan has to roll out to his left, throws it up to Campbell almost in double coverage, and it doesn't work out. But again, none of those have come down to how much time was on the clock. It's execution and decision making and play calling in my mind. And I just think that we just got so out of sorts, just like Brandon Staley last year. The timeout against the Raiders meant nothing. But Chris Collinsworth and Al Michaels are like, oh my goodness, what is he doing? It didn't change what the Raiders were doing. Even though Derek Carr tried to play it off, they were still going to kick a field goal. They're still trying to win the game. And the Raiders won the game because they didn't tackle Josh Jacobs for 10 yards on the final play before the field goal was attempted. That's the reason why the Chargers lost, not because Brandon Staley ended up calling a timeout.
Here's one of the things that I know about quarterbacking at the NFL level, just because of witnessing it up close and personal. You know, these guys were my teammates, or head coaching at the NFL level, because I was aware of the scrutiny that all of us were under, but especially my head coaches and my quarterbacks, is whether it's your fault or not, it's your fault, you know, and
sure,
somebody needs to be dealt the blame, because that's just the way this works. And accountability, the same reason why Zach Wilson is no longer a quarterback in New York, a starting quarterback in New York, is the same reason that Jeff Saturday is coming to a podium today and having regrets about the third down decision making at the end of game and not using a timeout. You know, it's that level of accountability. And what he's doing, I think, is probably what's best for the Colts, is doing a deeper self-evaluation and maybe taking some more of the accountability so his team, his players, don't have to. There was an old Rex Ryan statement that resonated with me. I forget exactly how he said it, but he was like, look, I want them all coming after me so you guys can just get to work. And it resonated with me because, maybe he's big and he's brash and he's loud and he's quotable and they're going to play his sound bites every single day, every single week. But it kind of leaves his teams to be a little unencumbered.
Sure.
You know, maybe Mark Sanchez is a little bit of a game manager and maybe he'll lose you some games. Well, nobody was really talking about that. It was always Rex guaranteed this, or can you believe what Rex said about the opposing offense they're about to face? It was never criticisms hurled at his players. It was usually him fronting the storm. And so accountability is important. And like I said, it's somebody's fault at the end of the day. So that's a part of leadership. And we'll see how Jeff Saturday handles this week of criticism.
He's Rich Ohrenberger. I'm Dan Beyer. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio, live from the TireRack.com studios. U.S. still up on Iran 1-0 right now in the 58th minute. U.S. doing what they needed to do, and that is score a goal and take the lead. Again, a win's the only way that the U.S. advances to the knockout stage. We will have you covered here on Fox Sports Radio. Plus, check in. We'll head to Qatar and get a recap of this match coming up in about 60 minutes from now. Get Rich on Twitter at Ohrenberger. Find me on Twitter at Dan Beyer. You're on Fox. If you think Jeff Saturday's having a bad day, one NFL team is having an atrocious season, and it may have gotten worse. We'll tell you what that is next here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card.
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
A Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. I'm Dan Pyer. He's the NFL vet, Rich Orenberger, sitting in for Doug today. Get Rich on Twitter at Orenberger. You can find me, Orenberger. You can find me on Twitter at Dan Pyer on Fox. Monty Bolaños will be here in just a minute to give us the latest of what's happening in this U.S.-Iran groupie World Cup match that you can see on Fox. Again, if the U.S. scores while we are on the air during this match, and I should say if the U.S. scores again on the when we are on the air, you are going to hear this. And if the U.S. wins, you are going to hear this song as well. So just stay tuned.
I hope everybody, every American, took their vitamins, said their prayers. U.S. of A. is stomping around Qatar right now.
Oh, man. We could actually use someone the size of Hulk Hogan in goal. If they want to hold on to this lead right now, take up a little bit more space. I do want to tell you, we are coming from the live from the TireRack.com studios. I want to just wrap up this whole Jeff Saturday and time conversation, because you played for Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
And I think in NFL history, we always remember Russell Wilson throwing the interception at the 1 yard line in Super Bowl 49.
Yep.
But when you sit down and you remember how everything played out, I don't want to say people forget, it's just not on the forefront of everyone's mind, that part of the confusion that was going on was that Belichick wasn't calling timeouts. And I think the Seahawks were kind of spooked by that, because the thinking when the Seahawks got it first and goal at the 5 yard line and then Marshawn Lynch took the first down run down to the 1 yard line was, boy, the Patriots are going to have to call timeout, so Tom Brady has time left on the clock. And what ended up happening is it didn't matter because the Seahawks threw an interception.
Yeah.
But in that process, everybody at home was thinking Bill Belichick was doing one thing and Bill Belichick did another thing. And if it went wrong for him, if the pass is completed or the Seahawks ended up scoring, we look back and we criticize at Belichick and doing it because that's what everybody else thought at home. Everybody was screaming, hey, you know, call timeout. And it's not an exact science. And even the best, you know, guy that you played for in Bill Belichick at times makes mistakes. And sometimes you get bailed out by those mistakes.
Yeah, I this is what I'll say to respond to that is it feels different when somebody who is at the podium post game can give an exact representation of the thought process and give you their rationale and help you see their point of view and their perspective when these decisions need to be made. And whether or not you still disagree with the decision-making, at least there is fundamentally more going on than just, hey, you know, I screwed up, or, hey, you know, we were unsure of what play we were going to run there. We were a little disorganized on the sideline, and so we lost track of the clock, and then we called it after the third down play failed to take a closer look at fourth down. But whew, there was still more time, you know, to work with for Matt and the offense. Now I'm kind of flipping back to the Indy game, but to your point about that Patriots win in the Super Bowl, you're absolutely right. There was going to be a lot of people who came out against his decision making, and you know how Bill is with the media, especially after a loss. He probably would have been very curt and very short, and probably wouldn't have been extremely expansive on what his thought process was in that moment. But I imagine he would have said, "I thought that was the best thing to do for our football team in that situation to win," and nobody would have any doubt of that. You know, you could disagree with the decision making, but it's hard to disagree with the fact that he has seen so much football. This has been a study of his life that he had a plan at least. That was my problem with the Jeff Saturday moments on the sideline in that game, post game, and now a day later while he's answering questions and he's regretting his decision making is I don't know how much of a plan was actually being executed rather than really just reacting to the moments as they unfolded.
Sure.
And, you know, to a certain extent, you have to react to the moments as they unfold. You can't predict exactly, you know, whether it's going to be 3rd and 7 or 3rd and 3, or if it's going to be 4th and 3, or, you know, maybe you gain a couple. Maybe it's 4th and 1 or 4th and inches. It changes everything. So I guess my thought process here is accountability starts with the head coach. It usually tertiary responsibility gets handed to the quarterback. And then if there's any other big moments along the field that you can point to, like a dropped catch, especially in a gotta-have-it moment, or a missed block or something like that, a blocked kick, you know, then obviously you start, you know, parsing out responsibility where it belongs. But in that moment, it really felt clear that decisions could have been made to maybe slow down the game, to hatch better plans, and maybe an opportunity was missed. And it sounds like in concept, now hearing from Jeff Saturday today, that he kind of agrees with it, that he's having regrets about the third down play calling and not calling the timeout.
I think he's caving to outside pressure. That's just me. That's just me, Rich Orenberger. Get Rich on Twitter at Orenberger. You can find me on Twitter at Dan Byer on Fox.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
It is the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Again, we will let you know what happens in Qatar in the U.S.'s match against Iran. So the Steelers won, they're 4-7. Colts lost, they're 4-7-1. Colts disappointing. I don't know how much we expected from the Steelers, even though they made the playoffs last year, just barely. I don't know how much we expected from Pittsburgh, but I think we did expect a little bit more from the Colts. Disappointing for sure. I know we're going to talk about disappointing teams in the National Football League coming up in just a little bit, but this Denver Broncos story just never ends. Like it is amazing. Like when we talk about like disappointing and craziness, there is something now every single week going on with the Broncos. And the latest is now the Mike Purcell, Russell Wilson exchange, even though it was a one-sided exchange that they had in their loss in Carolina on Sunday.
Yeah, that to me was there was more going on there than was explained post game. You know, Russell handles the media really well with his "aw shucks" attitude. And, you know, Mike was fired up and he was trying to get us fired up. And, you know, I agree. Like, we got to get it going. You know, we got to get it going. Yeah, that's great. And it's very on brand for Russell. And then Mike Purcell spoke after the game and, you know, he almost spun it like he was giving motivating words to Russell Wilson on the sideline there. And maybe that was the case. But here's what I know. What I know is if the Denver Broncos have scored 18 points, they would have one of the best records. I'm talking about in all of their games. They would have one of the best records in the NFL right now. I'll find the exact stat, but it is stunning. It's stunning. This defense has been sensational for the Denver Broncos. This offense, the only way you could describe it really is has been kind of an unmitigated disaster. Like you said, every single week it feels like a different thing is going wrong for them, whether it's they can't establish the run or Russell Wilson isn't seeing the whole field and guys are wide open in the end zone, or, you know, these receivers are getting opportunities but they're dropping balls, or the offensive line isn't protecting, or they're not opening up holes for the run game. Whatever it is, it's just – or fumbles. Fumbles have been a problem. Turnovers. It's crazy, but week to week to week, this defense is holding and this offense is just coughing it up. And so I'm sure Mike Purcell and that entire defense feels extremely frustrated right now with what's happening on the other side of the ball.
It's crazy. And as part of that clip, you saw Nathaniel Hackett just standing there and not do anything.
Yeah.
And so then you're also wondering, like, what is going on there? Does he agree with it? Does he know that his fate is sealed? Which I think that we all believe that his fate is sealed. I don't know how you can, you know, you would bring Nathaniel Hackett back. I just wondered if week 12, Rich, was that point where, you know, you have an issue with someone, maybe a family member, maybe a friend, maybe a, you know, loved one, significant other or something, but I mean, it could be a coworker. Things just aren't working well, and it bubbles up, and you file it away, and you file it away, and you play, you know, you file it away. Another thing happens, put it aside, you know, and that's the breaking point. And sometimes to, like, get that off your chest is very therapeutic and feels good. And other times when you get it off your chest, you know, the whole house crumbles. Yeah. This house has been crumbling forever, and I don't think that wasn't a therapeutic, like, oh, I said what needed to be said, or it was finally said. It, to me, with Nathaniel Hackett's response, with Russ trying to play it off, I think Russ has toned down the let's ride whole, you know, mantra. He may have to ditch that whole thing completely if he, you know, ever wants to have success as a quarterback again. But to me, like, that's not the breaking point of now Broncos going to come out against the Ravens this Sunday and show them what's up. It's just a matter of fact of, okay, that's the first brick being removed of this house absolutely crumbling.
Yeah, yeah. I don't see any way out for the Denver Broncos, unfortunately. They go on the road to the Baltimore Ravens next. I mean, that feels like a loss. You know, then they host the Chiefs and the Cardinals in consecutive weeks. They go on the road to the Rams and then back to the Chiefs at Arrowhead. They finish up hosting the Chargers, who probably will have some playoff hopes alive. Maybe a win, right? I mean, maybe they can steal one on the road in L.A. against the Rams. This season is going to end up being 3-14, 4-13, somewhere in that range. And then on top of it, you've mortgaged your future by getting a completely inconsequential quarterback on your roster. Yeah, you've spent two first-round picks. I mean, Seattle, if you finish 3-14, say you don't win another single game, the Seattle Seahawks are picking second in this draft coming up. And they had Geno Smith through the first 10 games of the season looking like one of the better quarterbacks in the league. Now, I don't know if his performance starts tailing off, if you know, the stardust starts fading or what, but it almost doesn't matter because the Seahawks have already overachieved considering what we saw in their roster in the preseason. And the Denver Broncos have so wildly underachieved that it sort of feels like there's no saving this. And, oh, by the way, what's normally the saving grace is, well, at least we're going to be at the top of the draft in the spring. Well, not for 2 years you're not, because you not only traded two first-rounders, but two second-rounders, a fifth-rounder for 2023, and then, you know, obviously some players were involved in
sure.
the trade as well.
They're one thing. They did the two of the picks went in the previous draft. So after this year, they're clear with the Seahawks trade when it comes to first rounders. But they also had to trade Bradley Chubb to the Dolphins just to get a first rounder back this year, which could end up being the last pick in the draft if the 49ers end up winning the Super Bowl, because that's where the pick came from Miami.
Right.
So even when Denver tries to do something right, it still doesn't work out for him in 2022. He's Rich Hornberger. I'm Dan Beyer. U.S. still up on Iran. 1-0, 81st minute in a match that you can see on Fox. We'll have the conclusion. We'll tell you what happens coming up next. Also coming up next here on Fox Sports Radio, the Broncos are a big disappointment, but other than the most disappointing team in the NFL, we'll tell you next here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio, live from the TireRack.com studios. He's Rich Ohrenberger, the NFL vet. I'm Dan Byers, sitting in for Doug today. Yes, it's going down to the wire in Qatar. U.S. up on Iran, still 1-0, now playing in the 88th minute. A win in the U.S. advances, a draw or a loss, their World Cup is done. So we are keeping you updated. The match can be seen right now on Fox Sports 1. England up on Wales 3-0. That now in the 90th minute as, again, they play on Fox Sports 1. All right, let's go. Hey, Rich, let's play a game. How about that?
Game time!
This is game time.
It's game time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Monty Bolaños is here. What's going on, Monty?
Oh, ready for game time. John Ramos, what are we playing?
Rank 'em.
Rank 'em. That's what we're doing. So let's start. Rank your top three college football playoff rankings. Dan, you start.
Yeah, I'm going to just – this is what I think you're going to see tonight, and I'll give you the top four. Georgia 1, Michigan 2. I think you'll see TCU at 3 because they're unbeaten, and USC takes that final spot at 4. I don't think there's – the only question is, will USC jump TCU to get after their win against Notre Dame? But I don't know how you could do that if you're the committee.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, I mean, I'm completely 100% in lockstep. I think that Michigan win, considering it was such a big win, like such a commanding win over Ohio State. There's no doubt they're in second place behind Georgia, who's been perfect on the season as well. And even though TCU has held on to an undefeated record, it felt like survival at certain times. And I don't know how much we trust them. USC slides in at number four, though, still, because the one loss, I think, is what holds them in that spot.
All right, let's move on to the NFL. Why don't you rank the most disappointing NFL teams?
Rich, you take this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, go, Rich.
All right. Let's see. Man, the Colts are up there because when Matt Ryan was traded, I was thinking to myself, like, that's a dark horse Super Bowl team, as crazy as it sounds. So I'm going to say the Colts are there. The Denver Broncos have to be on this list.
Yeah.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I think they should be a better team than they are right now. Those are my top three in no particular order.
No Rams?
I know.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess the Rams are in the top four. Maybe they bumped the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yeah, it's crowded at the top of this list.
Not only is there a Super Bowl hangover, their blood alcohol content is 0.32. So, like, that's how bad it is for the Rams.
They didn't get hung over. They just got drunk all over again.
So celebrating. Dan, do you agree?
Yeah, I think the Rams should be in there.
Okay.
I do. But I no arguments with the Buccaneers. No arguments with the Broncos either.
So basically a lot of disappointing NFL teams this season. All right. We're getting ready for winter. Well, not really a winter, but something like that here in LA. I love my boots, but rate your favorite cold weather clothing, apparel, you know.
I love this. I would have to put sweatpants.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Number one. Yeah. Number one.
Goodness.
Like, it is, yes. Sweatpants. Not trendy ones either.
Oh, good. Oh,
the
good.
The big comfy ones.
Yeah.
That
are like an off gray. Like, not
yes.
really a color. Not really.
Yes. Yes. I've got them. Sweatpants yeah. one. Hoodie two, I would say. Winter cap 3. How about that?
Wow.
Oh,
for me, it's going to go sweatshirt first, any form, crew neck hoodie, doesn't matter. Love them. Light jacket, because I'll sweat if you put a parka on me. But at the bottom of my list, I mean, I'm not even going to give you a third. Scarves. They kill 35 people a year.
He's Rich Ohrenberger. I'm Dan Byer. U.S. is holding on. Will they win? We'll talk about it next on Fox.